This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Yeah. Fiona Patton did actually, she actively wrote to us this morning and chased us and said she'd really like the opportunity to come and talk about the drug war. And I'm very keen to hear that, given that only yesterday the state government did actually announce an $80-plus million package of treatment and early intervention services, which has been loosely called the Phase 3 of the ICE Action Pack.
Yeah.
So I thought it might be interesting to hear what Fiona Patton's got to say about that and also to hear what she is planning to do to tackle the drug war.
Now, I think we might have you. Are you there, Fiona?
I am.
Oh, fantastic.
Good morning, Fiona. Great to have you back on the wires.
Macca Tass and Dolly Doyle.
Hello, Fiona. It's Robert here. Don't pay any attention
to
him.
Hello, Robert.
How are you doing, girl?
I'm really well. Good. I'm really well. How are you?
I'm terrific, thank you.
Did you get your flu shot yesterday?
I'm sorry?
Did you get your flu shot yesterday?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I did.
Yes.
I figured if my 3-year-old son could have one the day before, then probably daddy was nearly brave enough, but no one gave me a chocolate.
Yeah. Oh, I think everybody should have a flu shot.
Absolutely.
Every year.
And I didn't realise this, but it's very important for pregnant women too, because it passes that immunity to the unborn child.
Well, especially for older people.
And older people who are pregnant, you know.
Anyway,
I have a daughter who's pregnant, so I'll be making sure that she's immunised.
So you actually, Robert, had your flu shot in a legalised injecting room.
Here we go, Macca. Great segue.
I was just going to say, you know, is there anything more forced than that as a segue? I mean, you know, I don't know why they have you on radio, Macca, seriously. If it's not base jokes, it's, you know, terrible segues. Fiona, you ready to take that one up? Because I think Macca has just given you the handball.
Yes, well, thank you for that, Macca. So, as Robert knows, and as you know, we've had a bill before Parliament to introduce a pilot program trial for a safe injecting centre, medically supervised in North Richmond, where in a 12-month period, 34 people died of overdoses. So that's being heard, that's being discussed by a parliamentary committee. And I thought I might try and help them along by getting along a brainy bunch to actually solve the question of the war on drugs. And so next week we're having an open forum with some of them are very expert in drugs from personal perspectives, but also from legal and police perspectives. And I hope that we can all go away from that night on Wednesday night after having a good time at the Bowls Club and have the answer for all the politicians about this war.
So who have you got, Fiona? Who are the people, who are the experts?
I'm really pleased that we've got we've got Greg Denham, who founded Law Enforcement Officers Against Prohibition. So he's, as they always are, I'm afraid, he's an ex-policeman, but he's been very involved in sort of inner-city drug policy for many years, but both as a police officer, but also as a health educator. And then we've got the fabulous Greg Barnes, who's a barrister.
Oh, yes, we like Greg.
Yeah, he's just great. He'll be coming from a human rights perspective, but also from working, defending people who possess drugs or who use drugs, and discussing how futile that legal approach is to reducing the harm of drugs. And then we have the inimitable and wonderful Greg Feet, who I don't know if your listeners have heard him, but he does drug comedy, as it were, but he's been a drug user himself for many years. He tells his story and he talks about that. And so he took touch on some of the harms and some of the negative effects that had his life, but how he improved his life and what sort of treatment and rehabilitation policies and notions we should be looking at. But he does that from an extremely humorous perspective.
Well, that's a pretty good lineup that you've got there, Fiona.
Look, I think it'll be great, and I'm really encouraging people to come along. It's at the North Melbourne Bowls Club on Wednesday evening. My Facebook page, Fiona Patton MP, has got all the details for it. But it'll be a lively conversation. We'll get lots of audience participation, and I'm hoping that at the end of it we will have an answer.
Now, before we sign off, what's your response to the Victorian government's Stage 3 ICE package that was launched yesterday?
I guess it's
an $80 million package of treatment and early intervention services.
I haven't seen the details of the package, but certainly treatment and early intervention are great places to be putting money. However, I would like to see the devil in the detail of how much we're also putting back into law enforcement, because so far the ICE plan has been increased penalties, increasing new legislation and increasing the powers of the police. And we've taken an in law enforcement perspective on it. So if we are rolling out greater treatment centres, fantastic. And if we are trying to look at this issue as a health issue, fantastic. But as I say, quite often I hear that we can't arrest our way out of this, out of the problem, yet they keep trying to.
Fiona, we've run out of time. We thank you very much. If you do
thank
find
you
the solution next week, we would love to hear about it, and we'll have you back back in the show to actually talk about that solution to the drug issues
that
in our community. Well, have a great afternoon.
Very confident. Yes, thanks very much. See you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.